You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Some Central Coast vintners believe the 2014 wine grape harvest could go down as one of the best on record. KCBX reporter Julian Delgadio explains, however, what might be a bright spot this year could spell trouble for the future.
When you walk around Tablas Creek Vineyard in Paso Robles, there are a few obvious signs that California is in one of its worst droughts on record.
It actually maybe looks less different than you would expect. Grapevines evolved to grow well in climates that are dry.
Jason Haas runs this vineyard and says grapes have their origins in the Middle East and Mediterranean, two regions with similar or even drier climates than the Central Coast. Vines have adapted ways to protect the plant when rainfall is scarce, and that includes changes to the fruit production.
We found that the ratio between skins and juice was actually higher than normal this year. Maybe because of the third year of drought, it made the berries smaller, made the skins thicker. And so the wine should have a ton of character.
And some local wine experts believe this change in the grape will result in a vintage of extremely high-quality wines.
We may be looking at the most valuable harvest of California's history.
That's Matt Brain. He's the cellar master for wine production at Cal Poly. He says what Jason Haas at Tablas Creek is seeing is an indication of the overall harvest this year.
It's kind of shifting things towards the winemaker's ideal. When there's less rain, you get smaller, more concentrated fruit in general, and that leads to higher concentration of flavors and aromas, which is generally higher quality.
Dry vines also increase the concentration of tannins, a chemical found in grape seeds, stems, and skins that helps stabilize wines, allowing for better aging. But there is a dark side to this high-quality harvest, and that is related to the excess stress the drought conditions put on the vines. While dry conditions may make for a more fruitful flavor, it eventually hurts the longevity of the vine itself.
Little clusters here that didn't quite make it. 3 years into a drought puts a lot of stress on these plants that we're all growing. These are grapevines that are supposed to live 100 years, and each year that they work with less water than they really want, it puts extra stress on them.
But for now, with eyes on keeping the plants healthy for the future.
The quality of this vintage, as is often true with low-yielding vintages, looks spectacular. But now it can rain.
Whites from this vintage are expected to hit store shelves as early as this February, and reds by next summer. Julian Delgadio, KCBX News.